Your Majesty. It feels strange calling you that now. But your father's health is failing, and that's a crown on your head. How are you feeling? Now that you actually have that gold monstrosity resting on your skull. It's heavy. That's what they say. Are you ready to save a kingdom in turmoil, then? I ask only as a formality. You know we're doing this, right? Yeah, I'm the only one who talks to you like this. You would fall apart without me and my guidance, so... Yeah, I guess so. What are you gonna do? Execute me? Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, item number one. Getting married. Don't make that face. No. No, we're too high up. You can't jump out the window. Get back here. Name an easier way to garner power and relationships and alliances. What do you got? Exactly. You have nothing. Except a ring with no finger, and we're going to fix that. You have two options. Yeah, follow me. It's a door number one, door number two situation. I did not kidnap a princess. What is wrong with you today? Look, you know how your father rose to power very quickly? Yeah, and there was all those rumors about how he made a deal with a demon. Yeah, she's behind this door. Yep. Sorry. Yeah, you have 5 minutes to say hello. Yeah, the next one won't be ready until the sun sets. It's a long story. Don't step in her summoning circle, okay? All right. Get in there. Be charming. Well, 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 if it isn't the heir. What a pretty crown. Pretty face, pretty body. I got so lucky. Why don't you come closer and I'll tell you all about our future. A little more. A little more. I don't bite. your eyes. My name is Ivy. You were promised to me before you were born, you know. I never thought I was the marrying type. Oh, it's been a busy day for you, hasn't it? I'm sorry to hear about your father. I liked him. That's why we made a deal. No, I didn't marry him. That'd be kind of fucked up, wouldn't it? Good, you have a sense of humor. I like that. When you're my age, it gets boring if people take themselves too seriously. Yeah, I'm fun, I'm hot, I don't wear a lot of clothes. And I have enough power and knowledge to stop your kingdom from tearing itself apart. That power vacuum is going to be a real bitch. Your father ruled well. Why are you acting as if you have other options? We might as well just get married now. I'm tired of this summoning circle. The sun is setting. Can I have a kiss, Your Majesty? Oh, who knocks on a door to interrupt us?
Yeah, time's up. They've got to meet bride number two.
What? What do you mean, bride number two? Get back here. Explain yourselves, both of you. We had a deal.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. It's on the list. Bye-bye. First impressions? A scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about her? Alright, bride number two is complicated. Yeah, I'm kind of sick of having to explain things to you. I think it's better if I just throw you in there. You guys can figure it out, right? All right, sure thing, Your Majesty. I'm so scared. Get in there. You're probably going to be safe. It's fine. Yeah, no, you can kill me later. Let's go. Yeah, go in the door, knock on the casket, and, yeah. A few minutes with this one, too, and then we'll get your initial impression. Good luck.
You have a crown on. Is that today? Sorry. I'm Eve. It's really nice to meet you. I didn't think you'd see me first thing in the morning. I haven't done my makeup. Oh, you're nice. I like that. Yeah, I'm a vampire. I mean, some people like us. There's a lot of romance novels with vampires. I have some. Right, no, your assistant, Val? She explained everything to me. Your dad made a deal with a demon. Yeah, this is the interesting thing about vampires. We tend to nullify things. Necromancers can't raise our victims, and demons can't uphold a deal with us. Or someone we marry. Marriage is a union and a contract. It's magical in and of itself. I never thought I'd be a bride after I was turned. But I'm happy to be a candidate for you. How are you doing, though? I see. It's hard, but try and enjoy this part. You're being courted, right? I'm sure the demon is beautiful and powerful. Maybe don't worry so much about who's best and think about who's best for you. But I've just met you and I already want it to be me. You smell incredible. Sorry, I haven't had breakfast. Don't worry, it's too soon to do that to you. I'm pretty old. I have a lot of self-control, so don't worry about it, okay? I'm rambling, aren't I? I'm nervous. Sorry. I had the biggest crush on one of your ancestors. You look just like them. Although I'm sure you're your own person. And I want to help people a little. I mean, I can only come out at night, and I should be talking about you. I know you probably don't have a lot of spare time, but what do you do for fun? Do you read? Horseback riding? I'm a little out of touch with what's popular these days. Oh, I like that. Val said we get to go on a date, so maybe we can do that together. Oh, there she is. Come on, you're done.
Right this way, Your Majesty.
I'll see you soon, I think. Thank you for visiting me.
Okay, and that's that.
What? You didn't think I was really going to put you in a situation where you had no choice but to take a demon deal, right? Don't worry about where I found her. Worry about how you felt.
No. On a scale of 1 to 10. We've done this already. Come on.
All right. Good. Yeah, next step is courting. We'll get them to go out with you in relative safety. And we see who you jive with. Please stop looking at me like you're grateful. It's disconcerting.
Of course I was going to help you. Okay, fine. You can hug me. No one's looking. You're welcome. Now come on. We have a schedule to keep and a kingdom to save. Hello, Your Majesty. Are you ready for our third date? Yes, I know it's far away. Thank you for meeting me here. I have something to show you. It's a secret. Yeah, walk with me. You smell incredible tonight, by the way. The forest is beautiful this time of night. It's so still and quiet. And you're in no danger because I'm here with you. You're so sweet. I know I tell you that all the time, but it's true. How are you feeling? It's a lot on your shoulders right now, right? Well, if you pick me, I'll be able to help you. That's what I'm gonna show you, actually. Yeah, I tried to read a romance novel with a vampire in it. But? Yeah, you're right. But in all those books, the vampire compares their current love to a long-lost one. I don't want to do that with you. Well, I know I said I loved your ancestor, and I did. But you're very different people. I don't know. I liked the way you looked, and then I got to know you, and I liked you even more. I mean, I liked the way you smelt, too, but that doesn't make my feelings any less sincere. Right? Oh, you're understanding. You'll be a good ruler. Oh, we're here. We're here. We're here. We're here. You have a dagger at your waist, right? Would you mind cutting my palm? Yeah, I have to open a secret passage, and the catch is that I can't draw my own blood. Listen, I was going through a phase when I made this. Yeah, a secret cave with an enchanted lock. I did get the idea from a romance novel. How did you know? Oh, I really was predictable back then. Here's my hand. It's fine, it won't hurt. Right across my palm, yes. thank you. And then I press it up against the stone, and then you put your hand over mine. Oh, it's not part of the magic. I just wanted to hold your hand. You can't see anything. Oh, I'll light a torch. Come in. Whew, I should have cleaned up first. All right. Ta-da! Yeah, it's a pile of treasure. You can close your mouth. Oh yeah, it is almost reaching the ceiling. I don't recommend sliding down it. Gold is really hard. It'll hurt your butt. Consider it my dowry. Look, I know your kingdom is in a rough spot, and money can't solve all your problems. But it really helps. Yeah, you're right. I'm glad I got to do something for you. Your Majesty, I didn't love your ancestor because of how they looked. I loved them because they were a bird watcher, and they smiled when magpies ate out of their hand. And they had a smile just like yours. I can't begin to tell you the joy that I feel knowing that their smile lives on in you. That something so beautiful persisted over the centuries. It's incredible. Humans are a marvel. And I want to help them. And I think that's why I'd be a good bride for you. Not just because of the pile of treasure behind me. Is that a ring? Oh. Yes. Yes, I want to marry you. Oh, you've made me so happy. I promise, I'm going to do everything I can to support you and the people you rule. Yeah. We can send guards to pick up the gold. Let's go home and start planning for our wedding. Are you taking off your... Oh, your neck. Oh, can I? I know you're going to be so delicious. Come here. Oh, Your Majesty, come to see me again. I do like our little chats. You're looking well. I'm lying a bit. You look sleep-deprived. Why don't you come right up to the edge of my summoning circle? There we are. You sweet thing. You need the touch of a bride. Someone to warm your bed and support you. Humans are such social creatures. They need companionship. That's what makes them so cute. Aww. But since this is your third visit, I have to ask. Oh, you know what I'm going to say. Let me say it. What happened to bride number two? Was she not up to snuff? You made the right call. You can't trust vampires. Why? They play by their own rules. Their creation is unnatural, and they view humans as prey. No matter how much they don't want to. Oh, yes. I was able to get a glimpse of her through your assistant, Val. I know the type. They idealize humanity so much they become a caricature of it. Overly sympathetic and romantic. Not the kind of thing a ruler needs, wouldn't you agree? Yes, the fact that you're here bodes well for your kingdom. Everyone wants a ruler who will honor their deals. Questions, questions. Fine. If we're going to be married, I suppose I should indulge your curiosity. What do you need to know? Oh, what a modest question. I don't mind telling you why I wanted you. Well, putting it simply, I looked into your parents' eyes and I saw some of what you could become. That isn't putting it simply. I suppose so. You know, sometimes I think I like hearing you talk almost as much as I like hearing me talk. It's been lonely. All right, I won't change the subject. How do I explain? Time isn't the same for us. For humans, I assume it's a road stretching out towards a horizon. A linear path. You're not in agreement. Time isn't the same for a demon. We exist on a different plane, after all. It's a beautiful gemstone. Multifaceted and cut, fractured and beautiful. Different every time you hold it up to the light and look. That's why we make such powerful advisors, especially when coupled with experience. The kind of centuries humans can't put behind them. Oh. So that's why we make deals. We have more cards in our hand. Oh, I like you. It is an advantage we use, yes. But look at you, making me justify myself to you. That is a power. Can you feel it? Oh, I see your future more clearly each day. Your Majesty. Long nights in bed. Days acquiring power, thwarting enemies, expanding. Oh, yes. You have a power vacuum on your hands. I know how to seize that opportunity. Obstacles are often the way forward. Your limitations cause you to cultivate better resources. Also, your assistant isn't a scheming idiot like so many royal advisors are. Consider yourself lucky. My chit-chat isn't as compelling as my promises of power, I'm sure. You're going to send that vampire away, aren't you? Good. If we've reached a decision, you should come forward. Let me embrace you. There you are. Over the threshold and into the summoning circle. Truly, the point of no return. Come here. Let me hold you. Oh, you're beautiful. Like a doll. I just want to run my fingers all over you. This is going to be fun. I haven't helped rule a kingdom in a long time. And I've been waiting for you. Doesn't my thumb feel good over your cheek? Your skin. I love it. Do you feel caught in a trap? I'm surprised you're so fearless. I could whisper in your ear and snap your neck. You wouldn't even know. Oh. You are bold. I can't wait to be your wife. Kiss me. Let's seal this deal and make it official. Oh, it's been so long. Your Majesty. Oh, there we are. We'll continue later. After all, what's a wedding without a wedding night? Your Majesty? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Are we under attack? You can't come into your advisor's room at this hour. Because someone will see you, and then I'll have to die of embarrassment. Oh, just brush right past me. Yeah, no, it's fine. You're the one in charge. Yeah, have a seat right there. Come on in, make yourself at home. Ugh. No, it's fine. I know you wouldn't come see me unless it was actually bad. What's wrong? Did your dates go poorly? I'll make us some tea. Yeah, no, I just put the kettle over the fireplace, it's fine. You know, I never should have let you hug me. Because now, every time I threaten you, you smile like I don't mean it. See? You're doing it right now. So, what? You're having trouble picking? That's exactly the problem. Don't worry, I know how you take your tea. Well, let's flip a coin. I mean, they're both capable. Or should we pick the demon? Probably a good idea not to make an enemy out of her. Huh? Yeah, I dropped it. Don't say ridiculous things like that. You can't possibly want me. I've been here the whole time. Literally the whole time. Your whole life. Well, your mom said you needed a friend. Yeah, no, those jokes about how your parents pay me to hang out with you wasn't really a joke. Oh, shut up. No, you're not. Like, why are you joking? Why are you coming over here? Careful, there's shards of glass on the ground. Who taught you how to kiss like that? Maybe they need to be executed. I don't know. Stop grinning at me. How do you even know I liked it? I guess I could have shoved you away and bitten your head off. Why do you have to confess now? I've been making plans for weeks, preparations. Yeah, they're both the same size, so I only had to get one wedding dress. Huh? Oh, shut up. I hate you. Why are you always making my life so fucking hard? I do have feelings for you, but I've done what any sensible advisor would do, and I've pushed them deep down inside and never acknowledged them. It's called denial. I don't know. It worked for my parents. Could you please just stop grinning at me like a jackass and... No more kissing. This is the time for planning and conversation. You have no sense of the stakes. Do you want to piss off a powerful demon that feels entitled to you because it kind of is? And a vampire that was hopelessly in love with your ancestor that you resemble? Love conquers all. I will kill you myself. No, power conquers all, and we're in short supply of that. That's why we made this bid. You realize marrying for love is a luxury, right? Normally, I would agree to be your mistress. That's the most sensible course of action. Plus, it's all the fun and none of the responsibility. Not with a demon or a vampire bride. No way. Those girls could kill me by blinking. If it was just some noble woman, yeah, fine, but this is dangerous. We need to think. I need to gather every resource I have. Come up with a plan of action. Some way to buy them off. We'll have to stall. The advisors will have to be informed. Why did you just snap your fingers? You have an idea? Yeah. Is this like that time you thought pie with ice cream inside was going to be that? Okay, all right, I'll hear you out. You're the one with the crown, right? You wouldn't last an hour without me, just so you know. Well, out with it. Oh, I should give you a kiss first. No, I should tie you down and break your fingers. Don't threaten you with a good time. I will... Okay. This is romantic. We've confessed our love. Oh, deep breaths. You know, you're lucky I like you. You piss me off something fierce, you know that? All right, well, what's this inspired idea? I'm sorry, what? Mm-hmm. Why don't I take you up to the ramparts and tell you about how your crown actually makes it so you can fly? It'll never work. Get them to fall for each other? Yeah. Yeah, I need to quit glowering at you and hear you out. Fine. We'll call it role reversal. All right, so let me get my clipboard. All right, logistically, what you're saying is true. If Eve the vampire marries Ivy the demon, then the contract binding Ivy to you would be negated, in the same fashion as if you were the one to marry the vampire. That's objectively true, but they have never been in a room together. I think they've observed each other. That's actually a good point. Eve is a bit of a romantic. Yes. You have been on dates with them, so you know what they like. So what? We put them in a room together with a nice meal? Light candles and play music? Are you out of your... I mean, they are both very attractive. They're driven. They're the same age. The demon is pretty dominant, and the vampire is a bit passive. That does bode well. It's... I can't believe I'm saying this. It's too good of a solution not to try. If they get angry and kill each other, we'd still kind of win. All right. I'm proud of you. That is a stroke of brilliance. Naturally, I will make all the arrangements. Fine, you can help. But you better be ready to work. Good. Candles. There you are. Oh, that's a writhing criminal. Well, knock him out. There we go. Yeah, I thought we could tie him to the table. It's more romantic that way, right? You were very specific about some of these details, even the color of the curtains. You're not into interior design. Why is that? You're recreating a scene from one of Eve's favorite romance novels? She loaned you a copy. When did you become so cunning? Is the crown enchanted? Am I out of a job? Shut up. Yes, I'll have my crisis later. Okay, candles are lit, music. A healthy but unconscious criminal tied to the dinner table. Demons don't eat anything, do they? Yeah, that's what I thought. What's the pretense? We just let them meet each other so they can see the competition? Oh, don't worry. We can watch. Your Majesty, you do live in a castle. Naturally, some of the portraits have their eyes cut out and we can look through them. You know, the paintings of all the famous people that have helped build the kingdom. Yeah, there's three that I know of. Yes, we will be huddled together in a tight space. That's fine, because you like the smell of my perfume. Stop it. No, really, stop it. One of them will kill me if they see you flirting with me. Okay, let's strike up the band. Let's get in position. Don't make it sound dirty. Oh, we are close. Yeah, keep your voice down, but we should be fine. Oh, here comes Ivy. Look at that dress. I bet she thought she was going to meet with you. Don't worry, I like you more. Stop it. You feel like you're seeing a different side of me? This side has always been here. I just push it aside. Well, push it down. So I can better help you. Yeah, I thought if I couldn't love you, I could at least support you. Oh, here comes Eve. Aww, they look cute together, don't they? Do you think they're hitting it off? Yeah, let's watch. Dinner with a vampire. Well, at least you're not a messy eater. Thank you. I like your dress. You can hear them too, can't you? Scheming behind the wall. I almost want to applaud them. Don't worry. My magic means they can't hear us. Oh, yeah, I think it's romantic. I don't want to force anyone to be with me. I kind of get the feeling you think the same way, though. I'm a powerful demon bloodsucker. Save your humanistic projections for someone else. I don't think a demon would make a deal like this if they didn't like humans a little. Ah, don't hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you. But watching you eat has made me hungry. Maybe I will take pity on these fools. You would have to negate the contract, though. Are you up for it, little girl?
No one has called me a little girl in, like, 3 centuries. Yeah, I am.
Oh, excellent. Your Majesty? Yeah, you're seeing them right now on the table. I know, right? The corpse of the prisoner is right there. Yeah, we should look away. It's pretty hot, though. Okay, fine. Mission accomplished? Good morning, Your Majesty. Oh, don't wake with such a start. If I wanted you dead, I would have done it when you were sleeping. I have to thank you for letting me out of my summoning circle. That was a big risk. As was your little dinner scheme. You're right, it did work. I like the little vampire. I guess I like her more than getting what I'm due. But in all my years, I've never seen a problem solved this way. By giving other people what they want. No, I only came to say goodbye. I'm taking my new bride on her honeymoon. We're going to visit my plane. She can survive there, you know. Mm-hmm. The contract is negated. Tell your advisor she has my admiration. Yes. Eve had a dowry prepared for you. I've taken the liberty of putting it in your coffers. You're welcome. Consider it a thank you for giving me something I like. Maybe we'll come visit. Enjoy each other and your kingdom. This kind of solution bodes well for your rule. Ta-ta.
Oh, Your Majesty. Yeah, they're gone. There's a fortune in the treasury. You know. I am in awe of you. And I can't wait to marry you. Yeah, let me crawl into bed with you. I'm tired. Yeah. When we wake up, let's rule the kingdom together.